This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here as we launch into the second hour of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
It's a live Saturday show. Number is 855-450-FREE. Talking about yet another example of the FBI presiding over the distribution of God knows how many child pornography images and videos that were being transferred over a year and a half's period of time in what appear to be multiple online chat groups that they gained access to after they arrested one of the participants, who then signed over access to the FBI, which I didn't know they had. I didn't know you had to sign over access to that kind of thing. I figured they arrested the dude, they could just take over, but I guess he had to consent to it, and he did. Maybe in return for some sort of leniency or what, I don't know. But
yeah, it seems that clearly he did. He got
48 months.
48 months for being the admin on a child porn ring.
Right. So they took over essentially the administrative capabilities, and then they just sat there and monitored these sites. There's no evidence of any charges being brought at this point. And some people seem to be so, I don't know what the right word is, confused by this, or like so willing to watch the FBI commit the very same act that they themselves claim is illegal and damaging, allegedly.
Obsequious is the terms.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Sniveling, kowtowing. That's what we're talking about here. I mean, what other explanation is there for, I mean, we just gave a system to an easy, implementable system to pick off the distributors of child pornography inside this ring.
Mm-hmm.
This is very implementable, very easy to do, and the FBI isn't doing it.
Well, it may not be easy, but at the very least, it could do something.
Standard police work.
Yeah.
You go to Kik, you say, what are the IP addresses for these people?
Which they didn't
this
do.
This user right here. They then go through the reams of information as they sign in from different places.
Yeah.
They figure out where this person lives. They go to their house. They get a warrant. Shouldn't be hard. They then search their computers. They either do or do not find child pornography on the computers. They have either then committed a crime or they have not committed a crime. This is simple police work. A year and a half, they've done nothing.
We got your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want. There's more to the story, by the way, from Forbes. They got a real detailed piece on this. We'll get into some more of what happened according to the warrant that the FBI had received. Let's go, though, first to your calls and thoughts. We have Corbin on the line in Rhode Island watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Corbin.
Hello.
Hey, Corbin, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to address like the current like situation and like some of the callers. For the callers, I don't feel like, for the callers, I just feel like they don't, like, know what the hell they're talking about. They'll say, oh, religion is this, and, like, they'll blame it on the religion, and they'll blame it on the race. Race and religion has nothing to do with it. If you do something, yet you know it's against the law, it's your own fault. It's no one else's fault but yours. Like, but I find it funny how people can, like, say, well,
sure, what you're saying is only blame the individual. You shouldn't blame the person's race or their religion for the individual's choice.
Correct, because if one guy does, like, if one guy looks up that type of stuff, it's his fault. That's basically point blank. It's his fault. It's not no one else's fault. If he knew what he was doing was wrong, right, technically, he should know what the consequences are. And there's also more I want to say about, like, the, you said about the Kik groups and all that. I actually did some research into that, and it's unbelievable. Like, you have, like, kids, like little kids, under the ages of 13, like, because one of my friends, like, they do undercover stuff, because on YouTube, there's, like, people who, like, try to expose pedophiles and all that, you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
And they'll do, like, and I salute them for doing that. I salute anyone who's, like, knows, like,
I think that if you look hard enough, you'll find pedophiles everywhere, which is to say that you will,
right.
I mean, people have called this show and accused us of being pedophiles, and I'm not even sure why. Like, because they're crazy, and, you know, like,
they want to make themselves look famous and try to get, like,
right, so I think that there's a danger to this, you running around and being a, you know, amateur pedophile detective, but I think you should be free to
Everybody
do
needs
it.
A hobby.
Everybody needs a hobby, right?
Right. Sure. I got, sorry, like a little mixed up there because a lot of emotion right now at the moment. But, like, I find it funny, like, there's parents who give these kids phones. They should, like, warn them about this. There's, like, there's some parents out there who warn the kids.
So tell me about the Kick thing, because I've never used the app before. Are these rooms just publicly listed, or do you have to, like, know where to go to pull the room up? It's like a secret URL.
Well, I don't use Kick a lot as myself, because since a lot of issues are going on with, like, the world now, like, nowadays, like, since, like, many people are, like, listed as pedophiles, and, you know what I mean? I kind of stay away from that stuff, because...
I just figured, it sounded like you knew a thing or two about it. Thanks for the call, Corbin. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go...
I'm curious about these people under the age of 13 and how much texting, how much chatting they're doing on these things. I mean, I can't imagine your, deep conversations are going on in these rooms. My son's 11, and... he wouldn't have any interest in this. He wouldn't want to spend that kind of time typing, honestly.
Especially on your phone. My God, typing
on
a phone.
Yeah, awful. Unless you have, like, a Bluetooth keyboard, it makes it a little better.
Let's go to Bob, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how are you this evening?
Good. What's on your mind?
I've been reading on the Internet about these women that are so afraid of climate change they don't want to have kids anymore. Well, that's crazy.
I did see a story of women that aren't going to have kids because of climate change.
Yeah, I mean, what if the world blew apart in the next minute? What the hell are we going to do about it?
Antinatalists, Mark?
No, they're just, I don't know. I mean, they're taking an opportunity to get some PR, basically. They've got an issue. The issue is climate change. They're going to, they're going to get the story the way they're going to get the story. And we are putting our ovaries on strike. Don't worry, ladies. None of us are going to knock you up anyway.
I agree with him 100%. But, yeah, I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, as for climate change, whether it's true or not true, I have no control over what Mother Nature does. Neither does the rest of us.
I tend to be with you on that one, Bob. I want to thank you for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I like what Gene the Christian Anarchist has said on this, and that is that we're relatively insignificant when it comes to the size and the scope of the entire planet. And it does have its way of kind of taking care of itself and cleaning itself up. That's not to say that people shouldn't be concerned about, things. But
I don't think the planet is going to go away as a result of humans on it.
Yeah.
But humans can make a given area uninhabitable for themselves.
Sure.
There's seven plus billion of them, so they can make a lot of areas uninhabitable for themselves. And that's all that most people are talking about is what are we doing to the environment? We're certainly changing things. Coral reefs of the oceans become more acidic. Why? I don't know. Looks like it might have something to do with climate change or human activity.
Let's go to Jet, calling from somewhere in the U.S. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Uh-oh. Hi, guys. Haven't talked for a while, but since Saturday night is the government night, I'd love to help you guys out.
Thank you.
All right.
I wanted to pass on that, first of all, this concept of government is pure psychology. In other words, if the masses don't believe in it, it can't exist.
That's true.
And secondarily, police, FBI, all these people calling themselves government or law enforcement or whatever, they're just other people. So
yeah.
If I could get you to repeat after me.
Well, before you go any further, I'd like to point out, one of the callers there, he was basically saying that the FBI and presumably other policing organizations need to have wide and nearly unchecked powers to investigate stuff like this, which gives them basically extra rights. Their badges grant them extra rights that the rest of us don't get. And I just don't get that kind of thinking.
No, my position has always been, and this is what I want to impress upon you guys, repeat after me, that these people are just other people who have no right to do anything that you or I may not do. They're supposed to be our delegates, our servants, and all that stuff. But I have a little 60-second game for you.
Okay.
If you have a small piece of paper, split it down the middle on the left-hand side, write these five words. Government, federal, state, county, and city. And on the right-hand side, write down people, mafia, goons, psychos, gangs, tugs, or anything else you want to write down. Now, you've seen the match game, you know, where you have the words on the left, the words on the right, and you match them up.
Stand by, Jet.
Hold on.
We're
going to
come back with more of your thoughts in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
There are basically 2 types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free here and bring in whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, big thanks going out to Bitcoin Photographer, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And the amp program is something that anybody who can afford $5 a month can join. So not a whole lot. but it makes a big difference for us when you do it. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is you send $5 a month to Free Talk Live, PayPal, credit card, or even Bitcoin, BTC. And Free Talk Live will invest that into what we do. It'll help us get on new radio stations. We're hovering at about 194 radio stations right now. We'd love to get to 200. It's totally possible. It's doable. And we can do it with your help. And you'll get some cool perks, too, some benefits that, you know, give you special access to certain things like our Discord server. There's a couple of AMP chat rooms there. The amplifiers, there's a special forum on Facebook for those of you still on Facebook and such. So you can go and learn more about that over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Passive-aggressive stuff for those of you still on Facebook.
A lot of people are leaving Facebook, Mark. amp.freetalklive.com. Please go there, get signed up. And we really do appreciate it. It's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. Jet is on the line with us somewhere in the U.S. You had me write down a couple of columns, left column, right column. On the left column, the words government, federal, state, county, city. On the right column, people, mafia, goons, gangs, thugs. Now, what now?
Yeah. Well, you can add any number. Well, as you know, as you might recall, I'm a dedicated disciple of Christ, who understands that human government is nothing but satanic and evil. So I've been trying over the years to try to get you guys to eliminate the word government from your vocabulary, and I might have come up with a way to get you out of it, and that is by eliminating the word government as a noun but turning it into an adjective. So we, rather than, because, as I said before, the people calling themselves government have no right to do anything that you or I may not do.
Right.
So what we do is we move that over to the left side, use it as an adjective, and call them what they are.
Government.
They are
government thugs, government people.
Goons.
I see what you're saying. Goons.
Yes, federal.
Yeah, and I do that
goons,
actually
psychos.
Pretty often on my blogs over at freekeen.com. Frequently, I'll refer to them as the government gang here in town, the Keene gang, or the people calling themselves the city of Keene. So I feel like I'm pretty good at this, Jet, but you know, I may not be as consistent as you might like.
Yeah, but that's the way to get the word government as far as a noun out of our vocabulary, because they're just other people. They have no right to do anything that they do. And
that's
important
to remind
people about
that.
So
you just want to eliminate the term government
as a noun.
And what's the reason?
Well, because people have been raised, grown up, taught, educated to consider that this concept is legitimate, and it's not. No one has the right to rule over you. I mean, your neighbor, your friends, neighbors, and relatives, just because they move from that house into an office somewhere, does not transcend them into some godlike position. They're just other people. They're failed flesh and blood sinners. They're just with all their problems. In other words, they have no right to do anything that you or I may do to another individual. That's just how I feel about it, how I see it.
Well,
and
also,
biblically
the
as
more
well.
Power you give a person, because that's what we're talking about here, right? Like, government isn't anything but people. The more power you give a person, the more likely that person is to become corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
It's
always
just scientific
always, fact.
Yeah, it's actual scientific fact. They've seen these things, and you know, there's the rare person that doesn't become corruptible, but not they're darn rare.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been watching this program, and I can't remember whether it's a designated survivor or something like that. And it's just crazy how people have turned this concept of what we were supposed to have here in America as government upside down, to where these legislators and governors and all that, they're kings, the kings and little Caesars and all that kind of thing. People stand up for them, you know, when they come in the room and all this stuff, when in fact they're supposed to be the highest level
honorable.
Of servanthood.
Yeah.
I mean, any number of things. But really, I'm sorry to be a Johnny One Note, but that's really...
Yes,
all
but you play it so well.
I don't mind.
Jet, thank you for the call. By the way, we met your daughter down at Anarchapulco, so that was kind of fun. She came up to the table.
Yeah, she's a good kid.
And said hello to us.
Yeah, I thanked her for you, basically.
It doesn't usually work.
She's been she's been traveling the world. I've been seeing this stuff into her brain, so hopefully she's disseminating as well.
Well, if she's at Anarchapulco, there's a good chance that it's worked. Hey, thanks for the call, Jed. I appreciate hearing from you. And, you know, it's a good suggestion to keep in mind that the government is just people. And if all people are created equal, and I think that's a fairly popular belief, then those people don't have any extra rights than you, or they shouldn't. But as Jet pointed out, it's the belief in the idea of government that makes them powerful. It makes them, it puts them above you. And that's a choice that you've made. And you can unmake that choice. Unfortunately, it won't make them go away right away because not enough people have unmade that choice. Not enough people have changed their mind about how they view the state, how they view government, instead of some sort of.
His presumption is that we have a powerful platform from which to broadcast, and he's right about that.
It's all right.
200 radio stations,
yeah, not bad.
Too bad. It ain't Rush Limbaugh,
nope.
But it's not some little 4,500-watt
right.
FM in Sarasota, Florida, either.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if we sculpt our verbiage that, that can be powerful and meaningful. I think he's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that I've tried to do over the years. The toll-free number is 855-453.
Sorry, 855-453. It just shows how powerful the societal programming is.
Sure.
You use this term government. Well, what is government?
It comes at you in school. It comes at you in media. I mean, it's just constantly thrown at people. So it's understandable why they look at it differently. They've been told many stories about government that you're the government. It's government by the people.
Yeah,
it's for the people.
They tell us those little lies in school when we're young enough
right.
to believe them.
Make sure you do the pledge every day.
I went out with a friend last night. We went to a little cigar bar, and as sometimes it happens at a bar, you end up in a conversation with a person you don't know, and he was adamant about the notion that the government needs to return to the people.
Hmm.
And I said, the people are idiots. And he looked at me and blinked. Like, nobody's ever said that to him before. But, when when it comes to voting, there's no wisdom of crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at wisdom of crowds. You take the premise of the book. Well, you take the premise of the book, and it's when they have, sort of a profit motive, or when they've got money at the line or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then they get smart. But when they don't have anything on the line, you get Trump and Hillary, right? You get Obama or, whoever it is. You get the crappiest choices you could possibly be handled. I can only imagine how bad they're going to be in 2020.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, live Saturday edition continues. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where you can join. It's the top four rooms on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into one of those four. We'll join you in the room after we notice you there, and you'll get on the air with us. Sound great? We got plenty more time for you if you want to join us. Plus, we got more on the FBI running another child porn distribution ring. It's Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tornado watches are posted for parts of the South a week after twisters in Alabama left 23 people dead. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Lamers.
Right now we actually do have some severe thunderstorms pushing across portions of the Mid-South. Right now they're heading into parts of western Tennessee and northern Mississippi. The main threats with those will be some damaging winds and perhaps some tornadoes. And we'll also see a small chance of some flash flooding associated with those as well.
Plus, a significant winter storm will bring heavy snowfall to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, where up to 8 inches could fall, with some locally higher amounts and possible blizzard conditions. It's going to be a short day for most Americans. Time to spring forward, turning your clocks ahead 1 hour at 1 o'clock. Daylight saving time is upon us. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here. Live Saturday edition for you. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know that ForkFest is coming up 3 months from now, basically. It's going to be happening June 13th through the 18th at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is just an absolutely spectacular location to be. Even if you were just there with, you know, your loved ones, just your family or, you know, lover or whatever. It's a beautiful location. The mountains are absolutely incredible. The vista, the view is just
it's
wonderful.
Gorgeous.
And but then when you're surrounded by other liberty-minded folks, libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, then it gets even more fun because there's all kinds of cool stuff that can happen, and some of it will happen at ForkFest because it's decentralized, meaning nobody is in charge of ForkFest. Somebody was asking in the ForkFest chat room today on Telegram.
Take me to your leader.
Isn't ForkFest, doesn't it have reservations at Rogers Campground? I'm like, ForkFest doesn't exist outside of the idea of that it should be these 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival happens in New Hampshire at the same campground. Otherwise, everybody just kind of does their own thing. If you want to create a thing for people to do, do it. You want to put a musical act on, put a poker game together, or, you know, put a class together. I know Jay Noon, one of our Wednesday night co-hosts, is going to be doing Man Camp.
A friend of his is going to be making knives and axes.
As part of Man Camp.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a party tent every single night, like apparently a big tent from the guys over at AnyPay.Global. They're going to be, I think Steven's actually going to do DJing every single night, which is an incredible level of dedication to the the act of throwing a party. So they're going to do that, and that's cool. And I know Jim Babb's been there every year throwing a party. He hasn't announced it yet, but he's done it the last 2 years, so I suspect he'll do the final night party again this year. I'm just throwing that out there because it's happened the last two. People can create whatever it is that they want to, or you can just show up and hang out. It's up to you. Go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about it. You can link over to the ForkFest forum. You can also link to the ForkFest Telegram chat there. And once again, ForkFest.party as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Doug is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't believe that people are calling in and pretty much claiming that the FBI should have unlimited power. You know, when you have authority and they have great authority without any type of accountability, you have the elite of tyranny. The people who have called in that have claimed that should be moving over to North Korea. For the fact that you could do an entire future show on the corruption of the DOJ, FBI for a 4-hour program, and you wouldn't be able to cover all.
Yeah, you couldn't scratch the surface.
No, I mean, they violate, like here, the big thing for me can be they violate the Fourth Amendment continually. If you violate the Fourth Amendment and you're an agent of the government, you should be thrown in jail. You should be held accountable for this. Mm. They do whatever the hell they want to do.
Sure.
You know, but I did want to bring up the pornography issue. Look, I believe that people who are involved in child pornography should be locked up. I I'm not trying to defend it, but I think that we're
and
like...
And by that you mean, just to be clear, you mean people who force children into sex-related videos and photographs, right? You don't mean
like
a teenage boy or girl who takes a nude photo of themselves in the bathroom mirror and sends it to their boyfriend or girlfriend? Okay.
No, I'm kind of like, I don't know what to believe with people who intentionally go out and download it. I don't know. I think that, yeah, they should do jail time over there. I mean, you're violating children. I mean, when you have that happen to children, they're never, right, even into adulthood. I mean, let me give you an idea.
There's no victim that you can really point to in the sort of sharing of child pornography.
Well, sure you can. Sure you can.
Let's talk about that in a second. What I would say is I feel... nothing, like I feel no remorse when these people go to jail. Like if they get caught up in the system, I don't feel bad. I don't lose any sleep over it.
But there's no victim because it's like trading evidence of a crime, right? The crime was the act of taking the photo or video, forcing a child into that situation. That's the crime. It's tantamount to essentially trading evidence of a crime, like, I've got pictures of a murder, crime scene or whatever. It shouldn't be illegal to trade murder pictures.
Right. Like, what if I'm going online and I'm investigating these child pornographers, which many people do in their spare time?
We had a guy call in earlier saying he's
talking about it. What if I end up with some evidence? Am I then a child pornographer? I mean,
I'm going to get into on that. I want to cover that real quick for the fact that, I mean, what we do in the country can be we engage in collateral damage, okay? I don't know if you're familiar, Ian, you should remember like LimeWire, which had been a peer-to-peer sharing program, right?
I recall the name.
Yeah, I remember the name.
Yeah, there had been a gentleman out in Ohio back, and I believe it had been 2005. The article came into my libertarian feed a while ago, and he went to work, and before he went to work, he activated LimeWire, and he began downloading, you go into it, and you could download, pick which file you want to download. And he began downloading, 20 of them, and then went off to work. Well, the 20
of what? 20 porn? Child porn? Or 20?
No, not child porn. You could go on there, and you could download, like an album of Metallica, or you could download a movie, or you could download,
Pirated content. Okay.
Right. And it had been, 2005. They didn't crack down on it yet. And he didn't know. A couple of them were child pornography. He technically downloaded child pornography. Well, they came in, they locked him up, and they got into a jury trial, and they actually convicted him. And it hadn't been until 2010 that he actually got out on appeal.
Saying, just to be clear, that he downloaded, let's say, Metallica, what he thought was a Metallica album, but it actually ended up being child pornography?
Right. We have got to be very careful. We are becoming a country where we're like mob rule, where we do everything with, when we make law, we do it very broad. Did he technically download child porn? Yeah, he did, but he didn't intend it.
You know what I mean?
The intent, yeah.
And we're doing away with the intent of law, and that can be
Not all laws require intent for it to be a criminal act in some cases.
Intent's hard to prove. That's the difficulty. And intent, to some extent, is the thought crime aspect. You know, if this is bad, that's what sort of is the argument that why the FBI should be able to do this is because they don't have the intent. They're not thinking prurient thoughts. But that nasty neckbeard that's in his mom's basement downloading, he's thinking dirty thoughts, so we need to lock him up. And that's the weird part here, is that...
I'm not in favor of thought crimes.
Nor am I, but I think that there's it's important... for me, it's about what is this a catalyst for more and worse? And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't, is basically the answer. Is if somebody just downloads child pornography and they never go out and do anything terrible, I guess that, that's not the worst thing in the world, right? But if it makes them sicker and sicker and sicker, and then they finally go out and do something terrible, then I have a real problem with it.
Yeah.
Right. I hope that it will make people think, though, of the collateral damage for the fact that the government, they only work in the collective. They don't, they shouldn't be working that way. They should be working on the individual. And if you're an individual and you didn't mean to do break a law and here you're getting caught up in it, that can be totally wrong. We shouldn't have that. I mean, what did they talk about in the formation of the country, that 100 guilty men should go free before one non-guilty man should be convicted?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean,
10, but yeah.
Right. I mean, you got to make sure that the people, that non-guilty people, I mean, like with that gentleman, did he intend to download it? Well, no, but he technically did, and they tried to convict him of it. Thank God that the judge, when he went to appeal, got him off on it, but...
Really? Doug, thanks for calling and sharing that with us tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Jordan is calling. He's listening on Discord. Jordan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You're on the air.
Just wanted to follow up with the other caller and a couple other thoughts. First off, I think pedophiles are disgusting. If it was up to me, and thank God it's not up to me, they would be out dead somewhere. But regardless of that, with the FBI, I think it's definitely wrong that they're continuing those operations. As you can see what they did.
You mean, just for listeners just tuning in, you mean the operations where they take over child pornography distribution centers and continue to distribute child pornography for, in some cases, months at a time? That's what you're referring to?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And, they're technically, could be, we know it's not going to happen, but, they're distributing
traps.
So they're taking into that crime, and they're just perpetuating that crime.
I'm not sure where you're going with this. Stand by, Jordan. We'll bring you back. I'll let you wrap that up coming up in moments.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here, bring up whatever you want. And I got to say, I was kind of surprised that people have actually called in tonight to defend the FBI's distribution of...
Only one person has.
I thought it was two. But anyway, somebody called and defended the FBI's distribution of unknown levels of child pornography. We don't have the exact numbers on this new version of their undercover sting operation where they took over a Kick and Instagram account, or maybe more than one, of a guy that they had arrested for child porn and then proceeded to preside over rooms that he was an admin of, while a flurry of child pornography was passed around between the members over a year and a half.
I have a question for
with no charges
for the status, the ones that are still listening at this point. If it is acceptable for the FBI to distribute child pornography in the name of catching the bad guys, and these are certainly bad guys. I mean, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for anybody who goes to jail for this stuff. But if they can do that, then what thing could they do in the name of law and order that you would find unacceptable? I just don't know. I mean, if the distribution of child pornography isn't the thing that you say, finally, they have gone too far, then what, by God, what could it possibly be?
Let's go back to Jordan listening to us on our Discord server. There's actually a room on Discord that plays most of the time, as long as the robot isn't broken down. Every now and then it'll break down. So it's not the most reliable way to listen, but it's there on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. And Jordan, you're back on with us. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. So what I was saying before is, the FBI also did a thing in the deep web, the whole big thing, and that included the Silk Road and all those other drug websites. And even with that, you see, they were running that website for quite some time now before they actually decided to shut it down.
Yeah, so, that's true. You
know, what they're trying to do is obtain evidence against users. I'm not defending the FBI. I think, drug use is a victimless crime. But with the pedophile website, I think they should take it down right away and, definitely go after them.
Because the drug sales thing is that the FBI wasn't selling drugs, but they were operating websites that where drugs were being sold. So you could draw a parallel there, but in those cases, you're talking about consenting individuals, somebody consenting to buy from a seller, whereas the argument with child pornography is that the person who was photographed or videoed wasn't consenting, they were victimized, and then the argument is further that everybody who shares that image of the victimization is somehow victimizing that person further. I don't necessarily buy that claim, but that's the claim that is constantly made by the prosecutors, by the police, and so you have the federal agents themselves facilitating the passing around and maybe even sharing themselves. That wasn't made clear in this warrant from the FBI as to whether or not this undercover agent was actually sharing the images themselves or just administrating the rooms in which they were being shared. We know that the latter part's true, but we don't know whether or not the former is. Jordan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Your thoughts. Let's go to Joe, listening via Global Star, which I suspect is free-to-air satellite. Joe, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
You got us on free-to-air satellite there in Michigan?
It's Global Star. I call in on my phone.
Oh, okay, and, cool.
Listen to some other conservative talk shows.
Interesting. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, my thoughts are, the government's out of control in just about every area. And, they think that they're our masters, instead of our servants. And I just don't understand it. As far as I'm concerned, the whole thing needs to be cleaned out. We need to start all over again.
But, how about we just not start over again and forget about the federal government?
We really don't need them. How about
Perfect.
We just go back to states' rights?
Exactly. But, it's bad enough having a state government. We definitely don't need a federal government that's even more disconnected, more humongous, more dangerous, and more insane than all the local state governments.
Exactly. But my question is, if I remember correctly, the Constitution puts a high priority on property rights. And my question for you guys is, when did this whole notion of property taxes come in? Who started it? When did it start? Because if you look at it, essentially, nobody owns anything in this country. I don't care about all those deeds that you sign when you buy a house and all that paperwork that you got to go through and everything. With the stroke of a pen, if you haven't paid your $2,000 or whatever it is, $3,000 in property taxes, it belongs to the government now.
Yep.
Right. So what you have is something to the effect of a lower level of ownership. They've got sovereign title to the land that you live on, and you've got this lesser sort of title to the land. It's effectively rent, right?
Right, exactly.
If you pay your rent on your house once every year, twice a year or whatever, that doesn't make it not rent. But, they call it property tax, and you're allowed to do a few more things to the land, well, it's not that much different. I know a bit of the history of property taxes. Property taxes have been with the United States since the very beginning. The term quitrents was the previous term, and that was the amount of sort of grain or the fruit of the land that you had to give the lord for a given piece of land. So, they had the lord's castle or whatever, then the people were around it where they could run off to. This was true in the United States, too, except for the castle part. Basically you had to give a piece of what you made off your land.
It says here on Wikipedia that Delaware had a tax, not on property, but from the income from it. So is that kind of what you're talking about, whether it's food that was grown on it or money that you made off of it?
Yes. So, effectively,
I can kind of see that, but how can it get to the point where they just take the land and kick you off of it? That just doesn't ring.
Because it's theirs.
Because they're a criminal gang. Because they're a criminal enterprise, and they're the only criminal enterprise that has ever been so successful at convincing people that there's something besides that. That there's some sort of organization of legitimacy.
There's no way for this to function without us owning the land and a sovereign title. That's really what they say. They keep saying it over and over again, and people tend to believe it. Well, we can't live without government, they'll say, but just because this we have this type of government, and it's pretty ubiquitous around the world, this particular type, well, that doesn't mean that we can't get it, have a better one with more freedoms and better customer service.
So when you go back to the beginning, then, so there's a distinction between somewhere along the line they decided that they can take your land, whereas before they could just take the work of your labor, of your fruit of your labors.
No, if you didn't give the fruit of the labors, they would certainly kick you off. A serf was bound to the land, out you go. They'd probably just pillory you to death.
Well, you know, just as an historical point. Israel, the state of when God founded the state of Israel way back in the day, and he gave the tribes their land, their land could not be taken from them from anybody for any reason. You know, so at least God got it right.
Joe, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
God would write my deed, then.
Back to the Forbes story on the FBI running child pornography distribution rings. The sting operations, they say, are a double-edged sword. They can successfully help cops catch abusers, in theory. They haven't from this particular 18-month-long investigation. And those who share exploitation imagery and video and at the same time permit the re-victimization of anyone featured in the material. In the Utah operation, it appeared, quote, anywhere from hundreds to thousands of children were re-victimized as means to the government's investigative ends, according to Adam Elwa, an associate with the law office of Zachary Margulis Onuma, a New York-based law firm that has defended those accused of child pornography charges. Hansen, that was the person the FBI arrested and took over, created multiple kick groups for the trading of child abuse material and banned those who weren't contributing, meaning if you join the group and you don't put something into the group, you get kicked out. According to the search warrant, hundreds of kick users within those groups were seen sharing images and videos of minor boys, quote, in various stages of undress in sexually explicit positions and, quote, engaging in sexual activity with adults or children. And then they give an excerpt from the actual paperwork. Distributing images of children being sexually abused violates their privacy and puts them at risk of being harmed again, said John Carr, a consultant who worked for Microsoft and the UK government on child exploitation and internet safety. He says abused children should not be used as bait.
I have to agree.
There's more coming up here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. More on the government distributing child pornography or facilitating, at the very minimum, the distribution of countless amounts of it over 18 months. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.